With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. After a tremendous run as a youth, varsity assistant, and head coach of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team, Kenny Lundquist is calling it quits. Because he can't stay away from the sport, Coach Lundquist will likely stay around in some capacity within the softball program. But as he tells fans on Wednesday, it's just time to step away from the head coaching spot.
You know, it was a very, very difficult decision. I don't know if it was the great timing, but it was probably the best timing for me. The seniors last year, we had 9 seniors, and I had coached them in the summertime since they were U12, and I made my commitment to myself that I would stay at least through their senior years. And even after they graduated this spring, I created new bonds with the younger kids, and there is some great talent down below, 9th, 10th graders, even middle school. And it made it more difficult that I was talking myself into staying in the conversations I had with Trent, and Trent was phenomenal during the process, and he made me think about things differently and made me think maybe I should stay. And, you know, he gave me another month after our last conversation before I let him know that I was going to step down, that I thought about it in that last month, and I just weighed all the pros and cons, and it made sense to me where I'm at in my life. I can't give 100% come springtime. I can't be there every single day and every minute that I need to be, and it wouldn't be fair to the girls or the other coaches. So it was a difficult decision, but it was the right decision.
And it's become increasingly tougher for Coach Lundquist just having his own realty business with any Edina Realty here in Hastings, his love for travel, and being a father and a grandfather.
Yeah, I do. I mean, real estate is one of them. Being a realtor, it's you work everybody else's time, not yours. And, you know, there's a lot of flexibility, and that's why I was able to coach. But when you get to the point where it becomes busy, you're spending 4 hours a day minimum at the practice, and then that doesn't come include a game, and you add a game in there, now you're into 6 hours. And, you know, you've got people that want to go see houses, or you want people that come look at their houses. And, you know, I had to partner with another agent during the softball season because it was so busy, and I couldn't let the clients down as far as my business goes, and I also had to be there for the girls. So it did get to a point where that had a big impact on my decision, the work part of it. And then I do love to travel. I mean, that's one thing I've always enjoyed. If I can get away or find a good deal, or it doesn't matter if it's 60 miles away or anywhere in the States, or it doesn't really matter. I really enjoy that part of it. When you are have a full commitment job and you add the softball to it, there's only so many days, so many times, so many hours in a day, and it became difficult to continue on with softball.
Coach Lundquist with a couple of his fondest memories as Raider coach.
Wow, there are so many of them. You know, the biggest one is I got the opportunity to coach my daughter at the high school level, and it was her senior year when that's when it all started, and Dean Robinson needed an assistant, and I had been coaching through the youth levels and all the way up to U18, and he had asked me if I wanted to come help them, and I had coached with Dean in the summertime before at the higher level on the club level, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to. That's kind of where it morphed into the start of that softball coaching career at the high school, but I'd have to see it being able to spend that extra time with my daughter, because you can never get that time back with your kids. Time moves on, and it was a great experience. I absolutely loved it. The second one, or maybe the top one, sorry Haley, was winning the state championship, which she was part of. And although I didn't coach that team, I did help out from time to time. I coached a lot of those kids on that team during the summertime. And as you know, Tuck, that experience, you were there. You were down in Mankato. You were part of that drive back and the bus ride and, you know, the fire trucks and going through the town. It was an experience that you'll never forget. It's, and those memories will always stay with me. And I could tell you probably 50 other stories that I really enjoyed. And there's so many great kids, that girls that came through the program that, you know, I still check in and see how they're doing, and following them as they get older and the path they take is experiences that you can't get back. I loved everything about it.
Coach Lundquist's advice for whoever the next head coach of this Hastings girls softball team may be?
The biggest advice I got was from Dean Robinson was it's about the girls, and it's always about the girls. Parents are great, and some are becoming more challenging at times, and if you can just stay focused and it's about the girls and nothing else, that makes it well worth it, because what the kids feel and what they want is different than what other people want. And if you can build that relationship and understand them and get to know them, you make them better players, you make them better people, and keep your focus on them, and that's what it's truly all about.
That was now former Hastings girls softball coach Ken Lundquist. Stay tuned to KDWA Sports for more on who the Raiders may hire as their new head girls softball coach. The Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team is less than 2 weeks away from opening up their 2019-20 season. And quite arguably the best coach in Wisconsin, Nick Johnson, joined KDWA Sports to talk about the upcoming campaign. Coach Johnson is just excited about the way his kids worked in the offseason to make sure they're ready for 2019-20.
It's exciting, you know, and we're getting to be about 2 weeks out. Our kids have put so much time in this offseason. If not the, it's definitely one of the most dedicated groups I'll ever coach in my 9 years. I mean, just the weight room and the gym and leagues and tournaments, and it's awesome. Right now, we're in a fall league in Cottage Grove right now, and it's a four-week thing, and we're going to our third week. So they're playing right now. It feels like they haven't stopped playing since the season ended. Even the guys in multiple sports, which is great. Great guys that are in the football and the baseball and all that stuff. And they still find time to get in the gym and the weight room. So it looks like a very promising season.
I also asked Coach Johnson how much coaching he can actually get done during the off season, just knowing that he's going to spend 4 or 5 months with this group of kids already throughout the winter.
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm a manager, more of an organizer. You know, I'm just organizing our summer league. I'm organizing our summer tournaments. I'm organizing fall league, open gym, weight room, stuff like that. And our coaching staff, I tell you what, you know, if we need someone to do something, they'll jump in and take the reins. But things have changed so much in Wisconsin, because we used to be, we only had so many contact days, and you only had 5 contact days with the kids all summer. And now those rules have changed, where now we can coach leagues and we can do tournaments, and there's no restrictions on that. So even the last couple of years, I've kind of taken a step back and had other coaches of ours take them. And I think it's so important for them to hear a different voice, not just me the whole time and the whole year. So a lot of our coaches will take them in summer league, you know, our summer tournament we do in River Falls, and even like this fall league, you know, and like right now, fall league, none of our paid coaches can coach. So we actually have Keegan, who's going to volunteer coaches here. He's got them right now in the summer. Charlie does it, and Coach Runquist does it, and then, you know, I'll do it once in a while. But sometimes I just sit back and I go and I watch, and I found that's just as important as anything, you know. And I'll jump in when need to. You know, I've coached a couple times this summer, but a lot of it is just kind of observing and taking mental notes and just seeing how they're playing and how they're getting together and stuff like that. So, but we do a lot, and a lot of it's on the kids too, how much they want to play and how much they want to do. You know, if it's a group of kids, you know, I think if it's going to struggle to get into a tournament and stuff, you know, I'll back off and say, you know, let's not do it. But boy, these groups, I don't got to worry about this group, you know, that they play every day.
As a coach, especially during your respective off season, it's sure nice to step back and just observe what the kids are doing. And that's exactly what Coach Johnson has done at times, especially throughout the summer.
Well, and that's the importance of playing for different coaches. And that's why I like that they've gotten that different opportunity now in the spring, the summer, the fall. And they're always like, well, do we want to run the same offense? Do we want to run the same defense? I said, well, yeah, we do. But you know what? As a coach, you do what you're comfortable with. Take that group. Because I think it's so important for kids to run different things and to learn that it's a different offense we're running. Who knows what kind of offense and defense we'll run come season?
Right.
You know, we'll change things up all the time.
The complete interview at KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.